Day one, in the arena of prayer. In 1910, Theodore Roosevelt gave a speech, Citizenship in a Republic, that is best known for the iconic Man in the Arena segment. I love every word of this amazing, gutsy exclamation. It is important to note that the man lived these words. T.R. exhibited courage in the face of adversity. He believed that courage was not the absence of fear, but the willingness to act in the face of fear. For all who have struggled, for all who cheer the underdog, these words ring true. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. We live in a world bent on fitting in with the crowd. This may be a symptom of social media exposure, where our every word is critiqued instantly by a great crowd of thinkers who invariably insist that we stay at the shallow end of the pool and not make waves. It's the lowest common denominator of human experience. Play it safe. A survey was taken of people over 90 years of age. They were asked the question, if you had life to live over again, what would you do differently? The top answer given was, I would take more risks. Hats off to the risk takers. Those timid souls who neither know victory or defeat are bland company precisely because they never took the risk and strived valiantly for fear of falling on their face. Not we, the risk takers. Facing our fears, conquering them, happens when we step out in faith and act, spending ourselves in a worthy cause, something that will outlive us. And what about taking time to reflect? Isn't this the springboard from which all valiant living emerges? Our prayers should be like that. The Apostle Paul wrote, "We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Prayer is a spiritual wrestling match with an invisible force bent on squeezing us into the mold of compliance to a wicked world system driven by the father of lies. Our lives should be a reflection of our prayers. The late Keith Green wrote and sang the lyrics, "Make my life a prayer to you." God did, and thousands of young people, me included, were inspired to give their lives to something bigger than themselves. Keith died at age 29. His legacy, his life as a prayer, lives on. E.M. Bounds, that great prayer warrior who lived and prayed through the days of the Civil War, wrote, "Prayer is a life trade." Leaving our comfort zone is never easy, but when we do it in obedience to that still small voice that calls us higher, it is always rewarding. Prayer has a way of opening the hatches in our hearts, and often we end up being the very ones who play a role on seeing those prayers answered. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 38, the Lord turned to his disciples and said, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." In the very next verse, Jesus gathered his disciples together and sent them out to be an answer to that prayer. Points to ponder. 1. Can you think of any historical examples of the man or woman in the arena? 2. Do any biblical examples of the man or woman in the arena come to mind? 3. How can you apply what you just read to your own life?